Hello dear listener, it's James here. A bit chilly actually, on my way home from the airport. It's been a bizarre evening of really bad traffic on the M1. There was an accident between 11 and 13 earlier, causing all kinds of jams. And of course there's a knock-on effect south of there. And as a result, it was a bit slow and wet. But the people I feel most sorry for, and apologise for the blowiness of it all, are the people who got stuck by the side of the road when their cars broke down, having sat in the traffic for goodness knows how long until their cars broke down. But I'm heading home now, and at least it stopped raining. In fact, the sky's doing that really strange thing that it does at this time of year, where there are clouds, but where there aren't clouds, there's a strange, eerie colour where what's left of the sunlight refracts and reflects and does all this crazy kind of stuff. At the moment, it's a really lovely, turquoisey, bluey green. I was walking past where the private jets are parked, and I don't think I've ever seen so many of them. They're all jammed up. The ones which are leaving most soonest, because that's the way to say it, are at the front, and there are quite a few parked at the back as well. But I won't continue my rant about Luton Airport being full. Fortunately, the traffic up to the airport terminal wasn't too bad, so the people who were desperately late for their flights, I heard a Scottish chap at the front saying on the phone saying their flight's at 8:20 and we were just approaching the airport at 10:02. I wish him luck getting it, because unless you've electronically checked in to get your bags into the baggage handling equipment and then onto the plane, you're on a bit of a losing streak, I fear. But I've been listening to the tweets, the audio boos of the fine folk who are making up quite a little community actually, and listening to the Northern Boak and Simon Toon talking about number plate recognition. And it led me to think, of course, at Luton Airport, all the entrance and exit routes have got cameras that monitor number plates. Whether they're electronically controlled, as in they go onto a computer and check across the database, or there's somebody there who presses enter every time they see one, I don't know. But I was also interested to notice that on my way out of London, central London, around about Lords, because you can tell, you can kind of recognise them when you see them, there was a number plate recognition camera there as well. The ones I think are number plate recognition cameras are the ones that when you go into a Sainsbury's supermarket, they're the ones that come up sometimes and tell you what they think your registration plate is. I'm going to cross the road here because it's a bit too windy around this large hangar. It's windy in the middle of the road, but unfortunately it's incredibly busy. But it was interesting that it mentioned an app. An app was mentioned because, wow, that's a very bright star. Of course, it might be Jupiter. It's kind of got a red tinge to it. Crazy. Or it might be an aeroplane. That's right. I was saying that there's an iPhone app called MyCarCheck.com. And you can type in a registration plate of a car, and it'll tell you the make, the model, the colour, whether it's a petrol or a diesel. When I downloaded it and typed in a random car, it just said no mileage available, so it could possibly have even told you that. But that's an interesting way to find out at least if a car's stolen or got dodgy plates on. But you have to type it in. It hasn't got number plate recognition, so that's still a manual process. But given that there is, in fact, a database which is accessible, it can't be too far, too long before someone designs an Android app or an iPhone app that you hold it out, it detects it, and comes up with what it thinks it is, and maybe even forms an online community of sorts. But that's where it gets a little bit dangerous and morally a bit dodgy, where you have, you know, thisidiotcutmeup.com, where you hold it out, takes a photo of the registration plate and uploads it to a site where the likes of evil people can wage a hate campaign upon anyone they see. Not that I would encourage any of that kind of behaviour. So yes, that's my ramblings for this afternoon. I'm enjoying listening to everything you guys have got to say. And if you've chanced upon this audioboo on Twitter, because I tend to tweet all the audioboos I write, come on, join us. All you need is a microphone and something to record into, and of course a voice. And it's interesting because over the last few days, I've pretty much done one a day, stimulated by the conversation that's developed. It's a little bit longer form than Twitter at least, but I find it interesting. And it's nice that it's not a conversation you have at a certain time. Most of the time, to be honest with you, certainly recently, I don't feel like talking, but on my own on the way home from the airport when there's nobody else around, I don't mind it so much. So join in. I've probably gone over my 5 minutes now, so I shall close. Have a lovely evening. Bye-bye.